Yanks $679 million in funding for offshore wind ports, written by John Crop Lee, and read by Automated Voice. The U.S. Department of Transportation has terminated $679 million in funding commitments for a dozen port and shoreline infrastructure projects planned to serve the offshore wind sector. The announcement August 29 is the latest in a long series of policy and regulatory moves thwarting renewable energy broadly and offshore wind specifically. While some actions target existing projects and proposals, others, such as port infrastructure, also are forward-looking and could make it that much harder to restart offshore wind development in U.S. waters under a future administration. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy repeated the frequent speaking points of Trump and his cabinet when he announced the doomed offshore wind projects would not be getting this financial support. Wasteful wind projects are using resources that could otherwise go toward revitalizing America's maritime industry, he said. Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg bent over backward to use transportation dollars for their Green New Scam agenda while ignoring the dire needs of our shipbuilding industry. By far, the largest funding withdrawal announced August 29 was the $426.7 million allocated in 2024 for a terminal in Humboldt Bay, California, to support the floating offshore wind arrays California hopes to place off its coast. The other projects that saw grants withdrawn or terminated were Sparrows Point Steel Marshalling Port Project, $47.4 million. Bridgeport Port Authority Operations and Maintenance Wind Port Project, $10.5 million. Wind Port at Paulsboro, $20.5 million. Arthur Kill Terminal, $48 million. Gateway Upgrades at the Port of Davisville, $11.3 million. Norfolk Offshore Wind Logistics Port, $39.3 million. Redwood Marine Terminal Project Planning, $8.7 million. Salem Wind Port Project, $33.8 million. Lake Erie Renewable Energy Resilience Project, $11.1 million. Radio Island Rail Improvements, $1.7 million. PMT Offshore Wind Development, $20 million. The Humboldt Bay funding came through DOT's Nationally Significant Freight and Highway Projects Program. The other 11 grants were through the Maritime Administration's Port Infrastructure Development Program. Duffy said DOT chose the 12 projects as part of its review of obligated and unobligated awards made through all discretionary grant programs. He said where possible, the terminated funding will be recompeted to address critical port upgrades and other core infrastructure needs. The DOT and its maritime administration, he said, now are focused on rebuilding America's shipbuilding capacity, unleashing more reliable, traditional forms of energy, and utilizing the nation's bountiful natural resources to unleash American energy. The funding termination is in some ways redundant, as the Trump administration has mounted a multi-pronged, multi-agency effort to halt all offshore wind development. But if the funding cuts succeed in slowing and halting construction of offshore wind port facilities, this would slow future development, as well should anyone ever try to restore the promise and potential that lay before the U.S. offshore wind sector just a few years ago. The roadmap that once included thousands of turbines producing dozens of gigawatts by the early 2030s has been eviscerated, along with the federal subsidies that would have made the huge cost of a build-out more bearable for ratepayers. 7 months into the second Trump administration, investing in a workforce, specialized equipment, a manufacturing base, and a supply chain now is a challenging prospect. With the port funding cuts announced August 29, one more piece of the puzzle is harder to place. The Oceantic Network criticized DOT's announcement. The trade association CEO Liz Burdock said the Trump administration is weakening our country's national security and destroying good-paying jobs by pulling critical funding designed to update our aging maritime infrastructure. Offshore wind port development upgrades facilities and capabilities that serve multiple industries, however, by selectively limiting infrastructure investments and removing mandated agreements in energy and shipyards, the administration is stalling essential development that delivers on shared priorities of national security and energy dominance, and signals to the investment community the U.S. is not a safe place for investment. She added the U.S. offshore wind industry has sparked $5.1 billion in port funding and created more than 6,000 jobs, making this critical infrastructure mission ready for a variety of roles. It's also expanded tax revenue for seaside communities where port assets were idle or underused for decades. This political action from the administration is another targeted attack on American jobs and American taxpayers, which will raise electricity prices for millions across the U.S. and put thousands out of work.